A handful of Tennessee hospitals have joined the ballooning litigation against makers of opioid painkillers. But across the country, hospitals have been torn about whether to participate. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Tennessee's suit includes the dominant system in Northeast Tennessee, Ballad Health, as well as the Tenova hospitals owned by Franklin-based Community Health Systems. Gordon Gee, who's the president of West Virginia University and its medical center, has been encouraging more hospitals to go after opioid makers.
I think the more hospitals we have that want to be involved with this in some way, the better off we are. You know, there's always safety in mass.
Safety is a concern because Gee says some hospitals worry about opening themselves up to liability. The drug makers could accuse them of being part of the problem. That's one reason cited by some Tennessee hospitals for staying out of the lawsuit frenzy. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.